I'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for November 28th, 2023 at 1900. If all would rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Go ahead and start with the public comment. I don't know if anybody had anything that they wanted to. If you do, the seat is yours. That's if you guys wanted, this is the public comment section. So public has anything they want to say, that's, you know, and at you get 2 minutes and you can let us know your thoughts on.
Okay, I'm Sheldon Rux. What budget or the tax hike that you're proposing to do for the next year? Not really sure where to start. I mean, I could talk for a long time possibly here. I don't understand why the Hamburg tax, city taxes, is the highest in Carver County. I don't understand why it's such a significant increase from last year, 45%. When I look at what the city has or doesn't have, we don't have a grocery store, we don't have a gas station, we don't have, oh, there's a bunch of them there, a theater, a full restaurant, a fast food restaurant, a school, a drugstore, a hardware store, a clothing store, a shoe store, a liquor store, an automotive dealership or a bowling. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be in a city if you're expecting to pay that kind of city tax.
And Sheldon, and just to let you know, that's why taxes are so high, because you don't have that industry to suck up a lot of the tax base. That's, it's one of the part of the,
well, that's reason. That's one direction to look at it. But if you don't have those things, what's enticing you as a city? I mean, we've got, what, 213 homes in the town, 568 population.
Roughly, yeah.
And I'm not trying, didn't really have a lot of time to get a lot of information together because your budget was not published on the city website. Last year's was, but not this year's. So there's no reason, there's no way that I or anybody else could really go through and look at what the budget was.
Yeah, if you want to tell them, give me your email and I'll email it to you.
But isn't tonight the night we have to really talk about this?
Actually, this is kind of a kickoff meeting, to be honest, where we talk about, take input, look at the budget. We're going to have another budget meeting on the 5th, a budget workshop. Okay. And then on the 12th, we'll be finalizing it. So there's two more meetings yet that we'll be working on the budget and working our way down.
Okay, so,
it's not like tonight's, we got to get it sorted.
Well, it almost seemed that way. So I was panicking a little bit.
No, we got time to work its way down. And later in the agenda, I will go over the budget and show that we've already reduced it. And like Chris said, we always put everything in the budget. The prelim. If you've ever paid attention, you'll always see our prelim is way high. And then we have worked down to about 5% the last probably 5 years on average.
5%. That's a long way from 45.
Well, we didn't propose 45.
Didn't propose 45 increase?
Maybe your individual, I don't know, but
our individual went up 45%. Then you're just before.
Then your valuation must have went way up.
And I talked to a few neighbors too. There's all one at 45% as well. So
that didn't come from the council though.
No.
Well, we, yeah.
Depends on how you go, but if they shift, you show what they're saying on the bottom of your tax statement, that's different. That's a different kind of number. They actually
go on the bottom of the papers.
Pardon?
On the bottom of the numbers. Just for the city is 21%. And a lot of people on the books. And that's what was too, speaking.
Yeah, 27.6% is what ours on the bottom line. The city itself is 45% increase. $1,200. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Something got miscalculated because that's not possible from what we approved.
I'll definitely show you after the meeting.
No, I'm just saying something's miscalculated then. Because we didn't even approve the temporary level, the levy at that percentage. We did it at 20, what was it, 24%? And anything else has to be coming from valuations from the county. I know the county's been hammering people.
24% is what you've got levied for, but we haven't levied.
We haven't what? Excuse me.
You don't have any levies. You don't got this is levy information. 24% is what you're showing on the back of the statement, the city of Hamburg. However, everything I could find in here. Oh God. The numbers didn't make sense.
Okay. Yeah. Something's not diving here.
Right.
You know, because everybody's individual can be different based on their house.
Well, we realize that.
You know,
realize that.
But still, even 24 to 45 seems.
Yeah, something happened.
Yeah. Sheldon, while you're going through that, I have brought mine with too.
Okay.
And I was just going through just the city calculation. So I went based on our proposed, I go from 1968-61 to 2831-25, which is a 44% increase. I'm not sure. I'm not following that either. Why that can be computed in the way it did.
Yeah. Something didn't compute.
My taxable value actually, it went up from 229.5 to 242.6. So that's a pretty nice increase.
Yeah, something's not computing right there.
Yeah. So yeah, well, we did the calculation. You stated yours. I'm not going to state what our numbers are here, but it definitely calculated out to 45. I don't know where to go with this. There's quite a bit to talk, but I looked at a lot of county information. Since I didn't see your budget, I don't really know what it is. Where's the Hamburg Township fit into the city of Hamburg?
Does it?
Totally independent?
Yep.
Okay.
So the question I think too would be, is the rest of the meeting open for everybody to participate in, or is it the only time we got to say anything?
No, you should see on that statement too, it should tell you when we hold the hearing for public info too. And that should be December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
At 7:00, that should be on your tax statement.
Okay.
But yeah, every meeting, you really, you know, you as we go through it, you'd have the opportunity to
stay and watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, I encourage that people stay and watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's actually part of why this is Chris's idea. We always set it super high to try to get some people up here to get conversation going, because otherwise it's just crickets.
And I will have a talk with the county tomorrow to see why we proposed, you know, as you can see up there, a 24% increase. And why people's taxes are coming in at 45%.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I know one of the
there's not an input error or.
I mean, I know this is just a small drop in the bucket, but when that representative was here, she said Carver County automatically will be going up 1% just for metropolitan transit and housing taxes, because we are a metropolitan county.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just 1%. So no matter what we add, you will see another 1% come forward. But that was passed by the Minnesota State Legislature.
Well, that was sales tax.
That was a bunch of different things.
Yeah, but mainly it was sales tax, and that went up for five counties within the metro area.
Right. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that could be part of the 45 total. But
what plays a role in your taxes is may not even be – it's a complex formula on how they calculate, right? That. And the thing, too, is what I'd have to look at, what they do is they give cities fiscal disparities, okay? That's credited towards our taxes that the state distributes. And what that is supposed to be like a compensation to cities for a lack of industry to help with keep the taxes down. And I don't know, did at the state level, did they maybe cut the fiscal disparity amount? So then that way that jacks up, you know, the taxes more. because there's less fiscal disparities there to distribute to the homeowners. I mean, there's so many things that go into that formula that I couldn't tell you tonight what that is, but I definitely will follow up on it because 45% seems super high when we only proposed 24. And tonight I'm even going to probably look at, we'll be under 10% as we go through the budget and make a few recommended cuts from staff to council.
Okay. Well, I'll just try to sum up the last bit of information from what I came with. So I did go on and I got the Minnesota Department of Revenue information, probably tax estimations, you know, what we've got in the city of Hamburg of $47 million as far as estimated market value as a whole. But when I look at the Carver County rate history and stuff like that, Hamburg, of all the cities within Carver County, is the highest rate of all of them. I mean, that's Carver, Chanhassen, Chaska, Cologne, Mayer, Hamburg, New Germany, Norwood, Young America, Victoria, Waconia, and Watertown. It really doesn't make sense. The New Germany is the one that's in second place. And then you get down to Cologne, Norwood, Young America in third, and then you got Cologne. So those numbers, that makes sense why we're sitting there with a rate of, well, we went from 102 to 85, but we're still the highest. As far as tax capacity, it's all very strange. We have the lowest taxable MV out there of all of them. And we have very little debt when we look at the indebtedness. We're you know, 2 million. We're lowest in all of it. Numbers don't make it. They don't add up. They don't make sense.
Well, take 2 million divided by 213. You know, that is a lot in debt. And the thing is
But
probably the best analogy I can give you is I can sit here and say, here's what other towns' water rates are, right? We need to be competitive. That's not a good budget tactic. We need to look at what our expenses are and budget accordingly. So it's very hard to compare to other cities. I mean, have other cities had to do a new water tower, dig new wells?
Well, when you did the water tower, did you do a referendum or did you do a levy for that? I mean,
we did it through water rates.
And that was 3 years ago?
Yep.
All right. That has, how much does that have to do with what's happening between this year and next year?
It has nothing to do with, well, it does have something to do with this year because you do have debt. Right. And you may have other expenses, which I would get into the budget where we have a potential $40,000 expense that is outside the norm. Hence why we have a 24% increase. We have a grinder station. I mean, this would be easier to explain if we waited till the budget, to be honest, if you want my opinion. But
all on paper.
We also have $90,000 improvement we have to do at the grinder station.
What's the grinder station?
It's a wet well. It's a lift station.
Where is
it? On Jacob Street. It has to be rebuilt.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like we sit up here and throw numbers out there. You know, it is. I put a lot of time into the budget. And like I said, I don't look at other cities. My concern is Hamburg.
Well, When you consider your budget, when you consider your spending, I mean, are you spending on street repairs too?
Yes, Brad Street is anticipated to be redone next year.
And that was supposed to be 2 years ago, along with Donald and all the other ones over there. But we haven't been touched, even the simplest fixing.
But Sheldon, the reason that wasn't done is because we have a 5-year street plan that we sit here and look at.
Okay? Yeah. We talked about that.
Right.
When George Street went in, we talked about that as well, too. And when they put George Street in, they didn't follow the plan.
We didn't. It's hard to explain everything to people when they come to one meeting and we're talking about a year's worth of work and discussion. Yeah, so let me just speak, please.
Discussions about that too. And what I was referring to was, even if you're not going to go ahead and do a full street repair, what's prevent you coming in and at least putting some patch in the deep cracks that everybody drives on?
We did do that. Miller's did do that.
Hasn't been touched. I'll tell you, it hasn't been touched on Donald Street.
I will promise you, it was done on Brad Street.
Maybe by the bank. Before you even get to that first one, because we talked about that crack by the, before you get to the first stop sign. And I said, if it takes it, you want me to go out there and put some patch in? You said, no, don't do that. We'll take care of it. And never been touched. So we can split hairs. But we don't need to. That's not the point. The point is, if you're going to do this stuff, then publish what you're going to do or follow through with what you say you're going to do. I haven't seen it. I don't think we've seen it. So you've got the expenses. You're putting them in the budget. Great. Want to see what those numbers are. Want to see what the plan is too, because if we're gonna be jacked up with taxes, what are our taxes really gonna do for us?
And I'm all open for that. Anything you want and need, we're always here, 8 to 4:30.
What part of the city do you live in?
I don't live here. And why does that have anything to do with it?
So you think because I don't live here, I don't care? Why would I be here 27 years
if I didn't care? Why do I have to live here? Do you live in the town where you work?
Do I live in the town that I work? Yes, I do, actually.
Does everybody?
Don't I?
I'm sorry. I hate that analogy because that's basically telling me I don't care. And I'm not, let Chris take control. I'm not going to get into a match over things.
At the end of the day, it's the five of us up here that make the decision.
Well, my comment basically was, if you don't travel the roads, you don't know what they are. And when they were doing the George Street
every year, and I did it this year with Jason and our engineer every year.
Okay, good.
And I just want to throw in here, because you mentioned the streets, mm-hmm. I'm glad you did. Because if you think the streets are bad here, you have to put it in four-wheel drive in Norwood. And they're getting double-digit tax increases because they don't run their books like we run ours.
I've seen the
streets. And when they do streets in Norwood, those homeowners get assessed. We don't assess here. It's all budgeted for and on that plan.
Okay.
It might not be in the time that you want it. We know that's a big project coming up. Part of the reason why that could push off is because of the size of that project. And I think there's some fire extinguisher work that, or fire hydrant work that we want to loop into that project. So I understand your concerns there. But I think the roads is a bad example to use for why our taxes are so high. Because Norwood is a prime example as to why I will keep voting the way I vote on our roads and keep that money where it's at, because we fix our roads. And we don't assess our homeowners. I don't agree with assessing. I don't want to be assessed, and I don't want you to get assessed. I want us to have money for the roads. And timing on your street, that's a bad street. There's no doubt. I get it. But we're on it. It's not in a timing manner, but I don't know. I just think the street is a bad analogy. We're good on streets. We're bad on that street. Actually, but overall, we're good on streets.
Tim, it's also a good analogy, too. You're paying for your streets. That's why your taxes are a little higher, because you have nice streets.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I got an uncle that works for Norwood. I grew up in Norwood, and some of those streets were, they would have been better off just turning them back to gravel. And when the money was there, it wasn't there. There was no five-year street plan in Norwood. And now they're getting double-digit tax increases. And like when you went across the towns and the tax rates for those towns, the pattern forming was the smaller the town, the higher the tax rate. Because we don't have business. I mean, Chaska's got, my God, I can only imagine what Target and Home Depot and what they contribute for taxes. We've got a bar and a bank.
They built a couple new schools.
Really good other ones than that, but
they built a couple new schools in Chaska. Actually, my dad's taxes.
Okay. Yeah.
A complete nightmare.
Yeah. And then it's kind of hanging on your mortgage, isn't it?
Like talking to that ceiling as they come in and destroy your property, destroy your
Yeah.
Offer what for me to pay example for the construction.
Yeah.
On a street that absolutely needed nothing. Underutilized streets going.
Yeah. So
it wasn't too hard to pay enough time to pay.
Yeah. So the other thing to just remember too, just as we go through it, and we'll get more in depth with the whole taxing, is these proposed percentages on the back of everybody's sheet. Every entity that's on here, their percentage will be very, very close to what that percentage is on there. Ours won't.
Okay.
So, and that's the way we've, since I've been on council, we've been operating in that. And again, we just throw it all in there. And then we slowly start bringing it out. That's why we have tonight, next Tuesday, and then the Tuesday after that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But your input is appreciated.
Yeah, it is.
And I will look into that, Sheldon, and see why, you know, it's 45%, just to get an explanation from the county and just to make sure that, you know, that's correct. Because it seems high, because like you said, I pulled up and
Something's not computing.
We only proposed 24%. And if everybody's just coming in at 45, I'd like to know that reason. I mean, the taxpayers have the right to know that reason. And I want to know that reason.
Very good. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on then to agenda review.
Just two things, Council. One thing I want to add is under Council members' report, please cross out Jason Buckentine and put Mitch Polzine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't catch that today. Normally I would have caught it if I was here, but I was out with a funeral. So, and then also under bullet or number 9 to add Steve Frensko for the reviews. Them are the two items I have. Thank you.
Any other additions or deletions? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look now for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Pass. Let's move on then to old city business, city copier lease agreements.
So, as you can see, we talk about doing the five-year lease. So there's a spreadsheet in the packet there. You can see Locklear's the cheapest. That's who we currently have. So roughly, you know, and again, you know, this is why, you know, inflation has hit budgets too. So there you can see it's gone up almost $21 for the five-year lease on the copier.
Pulse, any questions? That's just who we currently have, right?
Correct.
So we don't need to.
No, we already talked about it last meeting, approved it last meeting. So it'll be a couple weeks yet before they come and take the old copier. We need to clean the hard drive. Military standards, I was told. So that'll be good. So there's no data on there and we don't have to worry about data, and then they will be delivering the new copier.
Okay, cool. Council, any questions for staff on that?
And then just so there's no, I know that seems high amounts for a copier, but that also includes toner, staples,
right,
and that too. And the toner is super expensive.
Okay, move on then to new city business. Holidays.
All right. So what we have here is Janet asked to have this on the agenda about the possibility of holidays paid for part-time employees. So I said I'd put it on the agenda and bring it forth to council.
Council, any thoughts, questions, comments?
Well, I'm going to have to say I would not do it just for the simple fact my company or the company that I work for part-time is part-time. So they can work either Monday, Tuesday, you know, and have that off. Unfortunately, I would have to say no on that just for the simple fact it's part-time. Then all of a sudden now we're getting into the full-time thing. Well, we got part-time, we got, you know, that's my stance on it. Cause I think we got into the slippery slope before. I would have to say no. That's just my opinion.
I mean, I agree, or at least a significant less amount, not the full holiday.
It was approved by previous part-time employee.
I get
plus
that.
Medical.
I get that. Again, part-time employees. I mean, I'm not trying to throw everybody in a group here. It's just not disvaluing what your work is or anything. It's just again, it's more money again for the city to assume. And
but then you approved a previous employee.
We did.
For a holiday and medical.
We did, yes.
Okay.
And now looking back on it, I think it was a mistake. That's just my opinion.
So when we approved it, was that just approved for that one person, or was that just, did that go into part-time then gets these holidays paid?
So we changed the handbook at that point in time.
By hours.
Yep.
Worked.
And then now we've changed it back.
Yeah.
So are we not getting in the number of hours that you've been looking to work every week, or?
Well, I'm maxed at 30 hours right now. Previous employee was at 20 hours, and she received holiday pay along with full medical.
She worked about 30.
Well, she was at 30.
Yeah.
Do you know how many holiday hours are in a year for the city?
What is there, 11 or 12? Because now you have
Juneteenth.
Yeah. It might be 12 now.
I'm not asking for medical. I have medical coverage, but you paid for medical as well.
Are you looking for all of the holidays then, or would it just be more like maybe like Thanksgiving, Christmas, like the bigger holidays and not Juneteenth, Veterans Day, what all those smaller?
I don't even know if we could do that.
Can you do that?
How do you identify those? Aren't they all federal holidays?
That's the students.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this almost seems like more of a review discussion, but I'm not sure. Is there?
Well, typically what we do, if we follow what we've been doing, is when you're hired, that amount, then at 6 months you have the review, right? And then you wait till the next cycle before you have your full review again. That's what we've always done and followed. So like, unfortunately for Jason and Jan, there won't be a review for them if we're following past practices. Steve's up for a review because he hasn't even had a 6 month review and he's agreed to come on next year. So I think it's warrants for him to have a review since he didn't have a 6 month review.
Why don't we do this? We got a couple more meetings that we had to go for before this would even go into action if we did put it into action. So Council, why don't you give it some thought, and then on the 12th, we can give it a yay or nay.
I can.
Okay. And then move on to the hot topic of the night, the 2024 budget. We get to start off with some health insurance fund stuff.
Yeah, so just with health insurance, one thing I want to point out overall from last year's budget. Let me pull it up for you here. So we're down about 2.6%. Ideally, it went up. I can't show this, sorry, because we have public here and there's private info on this worksheet. So let me just pull it up. But yeah, and I will go over a personal thing in my review with health insurance also, but yeah, about 2.3 about is what we're looking at, but premiums, hold on one sec, went up about 5 to 9%, you know, and it's all based on age. So that was kind of the criteria, but budget-wise, we are looking at about 2.6 overall. It went down from last year's budget to this year's budget. And I will show you that when I have my review in a closed meeting because there's private data.
Mm-hmm. Council, any questions in regards to that?
Nope.
Just a reminder, the reason we have this discussion in November and we make a decision on it tonight is because when Obamacare got passed,
yeah,
we had to make a healthcare decision in December in order to keep our rates the way they were. Otherwise, we would have had to have gone into Obamacare rates in January, which were considerably higher.
So we bought a year.
So, okay, then move on then to our budget items.
So some of the big things I just want to go through, point out, and then also, like Sheldon, what I'll do is after tonight's meeting, when we have this, I will post the budget on the website. So you can go through it, and then you got that budget workshop and the 12th, you know, to come with any input you may have after tonight. And please come, bring neighbors. I mean,
yeah,
we feel it helps when the public comes, you know, because it's your tax money, how do you want it spent, you know? And we can go through that the 12th when we have the public hearing. But like for tonight, I just want to go through some of the big things that we've been talking through as a council. And one of the big...
Not on the screen.
Oh, what's going on? Technology. Come on.
Bunny's jam. Oh.
There we go. I don't know why I changed source, but so one of the big things, probably I'll start with two big ticket items. And I have good news and better news. So what we've talked. So as you can see here, what I have highlighted right here, that was 165,000. We got that down to 130,000 for the two big projects we have. So the big thing we talked about was going from deciphering between steel and fiberglass for the grinder station.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the comments from our engineers. It looks like fiberglass. There's no reason why we can't go fiberglass and save $30,000, $40,000. So what we've plugged in there now is 90,000 versus 130,000. And then also Jason found out today that our median in our water treatment plant, which basically our filtration system is good. We don't need to redo it. So that's another $40,000 that can come out of the budget, which is huge. So right there alone, we've already, you know, if I just plug that in, you know, and put the 90,000 there, sorry, I have to make one more calculation. So if we take that 40,000 out, we're now down to 6.57% already from that 24. So we are working our way down. Some of the other items me and Jason looked at, and I'll bring up the wish list. And I know people in the audience may be lost, but I mean, we could spend 5 hours here, you know, if I really try to go through everything in the budget, but we have our wish list here. So as you can see, a lot of these items that we had in there are now gone. And I put it in the agenda. So, and I will bring that up. But what we had taken out is to get this down to was items for the mower. We had 3,000 in there. We had proposed. We took that out to try to keep the tax base down. What I've done, as you can see here, I've increased the hall rentals because we've had, you know, we're kind of getting back to pre-pandemic levels for rentals now. So our rentals will back up a little bit. So that helped. Some of the other things, and still question mark, is we still have 20 grand in legal fees, but we may have one more, a little bit of a pending issue there with some litigation till we finalize that. Other things we've kind of nipped through, you know, equipment improvements, supplies and parts, tried to get that down to a minimum. Fire department, no real changes. My only open thing really on the fire department is they haven't come forth for an increase, which I don't think that's the plan this year. So I think the fire department budget is pretty well set. Streets. And then to explain to you, Sheldon, what we do is just so you understand, and I apologize, there's a communication or things don't always go as planned like we had hoped to do Brad Street. But what happens is we, every year, myself, the maintenance guy, and the engineer, we drive the streets. We prioritize what needs to be done. And that can change from year to year, just based on the winter and the effect it had on the streets. We did our last street project and took that off the books and realized we needed another year or two of our local government aid that we get from the state. That always goes to street improvements. And we've done that designation, which in reality probably increased taxes when we did that. Okay, the tax base. But as Tim said, then that allows us to pay for the streets outright through the budget process versus assessing. Because if we have to go to what they call Chapter 429, where you're allowed to assess, and the minimum you can assess is 20%. And I know most cities are assessing about 33%. So we try to eliminate that so we don't have to get funding, do assessing. So it's kind of a trade-off. Pay taxes a little bit over the years versus all of a sudden getting hit with, you know, a 10-year assessment. And
what it was, that's such a big street. And what happened with that street is as we went through, we had initially had just a mill and overlay. But now they're saying we need to do a reclaim. Otherwise, because of all the cracks, the condition of it, our engineers have now changed that from a, you know, just a mill and overlay to a reclaim. So basically they'll be taking all the tar off, shaping it up and redoing it. They said the street will last 10 more years by doing that. And me, I've always been one, spend a dollar now so you don't have to pay $2 later. So those costs went up. So which kind of pushed it back a couple years, where we needed a couple more years of LGA to be able to have the funding to complete it. We now have that amount saved up for that street project. So that should be done next year. I make no promises because the market can change, oil can skyrocket, prices can change, something else can come up, but it is on the books slated for next year, pending any unforeseen issues. And also we have in there, you know, $30,000 for seal coating, crack sealing, you know, patchwork.
Hey, Jeremy, before you go further,
yeah,
the snow removal there that we have, now that we've subdivided that land and we get to use that portion of the property again.
Yeah, that we could probably, I'll maybe take a look at that for next meeting.
Yeah,
and see, because usually you can see what we've spent. And it's such a crapshoot because it's an educated guess based on, you know, weather people are saying super El Nino and not supposed to snow as much. But as soon as you know, you're like, okay, half the budget, then we get twice the snow. But I'll look back at what we had prior to probably 2018 and kind of figure in today's cost. Whereas now we can use that lot again, that should save us a couple grand.
So, yeah. And I think, did their rates go up this year?
No, we did a 2-year deal.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So,
okay.
One other thing. I remember we had some money given for public service we couldn't use it for policing or anything like that we did have to spend. We're going to talk about what we think we're going to use that for going forward.
And that's another thing that we have to decide on. We'll get that at the end of December.
Okay.
And there's no time frame when we want to use it. So I would say my thing would be is to build it into next year's budget, you know, that 24. And it's kind of vague as we read it that one council meeting.
Yeah. It's so pretty much you can use it for anything that improves the public except for policing.
Yeah.
Right. Anything to do with the police, you can't use it for. But right. You can use it for anything else that improves public life.
Did they have a number for us? Or is that
about 24,000 something, 24 something.
So a possible spot we can slide it into is we could put it in the HFD budget, take some things out of the HFD budget and just earmark that money for that. And then that would reduce the end number as well.
Right. Yeah, there's many options we can.
Right. And that's probably our safest bet.
Yeah,
because again, can't use it for police. Not that we have a police force to be used on, but we can't use it for police.
It stated that pretty clearly.
That one was a definitive no.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of ironic because one of our biggest increases
isn't the hose testing?
Was, that was one of them, but I had to go up a little bit, public safety. Was police protection, as you can see.
Yeah.
You know, that went up over $6,000. So that's quite a jump. And as you can see, policing theirs, you know, it comes out to about a 24% increase. So just basically some of the other things that we took out was like in the park, me and Jason talked, we've done the one field this year. So we'll do
another field there. So we reduced that by about 2750 in the budget there for redoing the ball fields. Other things we did is like replacing the back door of the park bathrooms. We took that out of budget. That was $1,000. Because the concept we thought there is we're going to look at redoing the bathrooms. Why don't we, you know, tie it in with that? So that just made total sense. Some of the other things in question that we have in the budget that could possibly be delayed, or we could look at donations or something, is the hall floors. We have about 9,000 dollars for the wood floors. And what we have there, I don't know if you've ever seen on the entryway where you come in on the south side, where we redid the steps there.
Yeah.
Years ago, that was fixed, but it was a straight saw cut and pieced in. It looks horrible. So we did get an estimate on looking to fix that and get it, you know, realigned and look a lot nicer. But there are things too we can look at doing it. The other thing we have in there, big ticket item, we have $8,500 in there for replacing the overhang of the main entry on the west side of the hall there.
Yeah.
That's pulling away from the building. Right. And we're like, could we get a year by that? But we're like, you know, like Jason said, well, there's water. If there's water getting in there behind that, that's just, that cost may go up if we leave it too long.
Yeah.
So we didn't feel comfortable taking that out of the budget. And then the other thing we have, like, sidewalk out here, about $1,000. And then we got about 3,000 for sidewalk by the hall. I mean, it was starting to get bad, that lead up to the south steps. I mean, it was quite uneven, but Jason did take, I don't know if he took an angle grinder or whatever, but he kind of helped that a little bit. But these are other things that we've talked about or looked at, you know, getting that chopping block down. You know, and one other thing I wanted to talk about, which we were going to present, except getting the good news that we don't need to recharge the filters. Because the nice thing is next year for the water fund, the 2024 $59,000 in principal payments comes off. So we free up about $60,000 in debt because the water treatment plant will be paid for and the wells now. So that dumps a nice $60,000 into there. And what I've talked to Jason and he's worked with Kurt. We're going to put like a 5-year CIP, probably even be a 10-20 year of everything for the water and sewer. What needs to, you know, when it was installed, when it should be replaced, and budget replacement. So that way we can fit those things in. But the nice thing is like I said, like I've always said, if we can get by one more year, right, when that debt comes off, that helps. Then that alleviates having to look at taxes increases and those things. But we also want to use that money built in for future improvements too.
On the water thing, I know we discussed the riprap out at the ponds.
Yeah, so that's another thing. I just got an estimate today, $165,000.
And that's phase two?
Yes. So my thought process is, because it's so much, and we already have a $90,000 hit, I have talked to Jason and Kurt and think we can push that off a little bit. I mean, if PCA came out, they would look at the ponds and say they're good enough right now with the improvements we did, you know, last couple of years. So my thought process is to start now is maybe either looking through PFA like we have done in the past and like getting on what they call the PPL project priority listing to either get grants or low interest loans for that project and maybe just finish it as a whole, spread it out over 10 years. Versus having that big hit, that big budget for it. I'm just thinking that may be the way to go now because, I mean, $165,000.
Right, and that's only, and then we have another phase after that then too.
Right, correct.
Right.
So, and then there's a couple other things that we just finally now got estimates
today is we have a $6,500 repair in the stormwater fund that I don't have in the budget because we finally got an estimate today of $6,500 to replace a stormwater line on Martha.
Did you, or was that different than meaning because meaning went through it?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd be using reserves is what we had talked. So I will build that in the budget for the budget meeting now that I have all these estimates. The other things we've looked at were we have another, what was it, 20,000, Jason? Did their bid come in at for the gate valves down at the lift station?
No, that's me. That's pretty good. Get that over the body.
So that's, so I mean, we, yeah. And that's a big one too, because that, if we got to add that back in the budget, it just makes it tough. So what we have is one of the gate valves broke, right?
The gate valve does not close.
Right.
So we cannot, if we have something happen in the bumps, we cannot stop the sewer coming back. So we can't get into the, so we got a body come out and they got to wet tap it, stop it, and then whoever that engineer come in and take the gate valves out and replace them so we can turn on.
Right.
And that's kind of an important thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't want that. But a thought process with that is, as me and Jason talked about, as you can see here, city maintenance fund, we have $113,000. That's why we have that money there for when these things come up.
Did we put that Ranger money back into the maintenance fund?
Yes, basically what I did is took it off the truck for the transfer.
Right.
You know, that we talked about from the savings account. Unless you feel otherwise.
No. Yeah.
I mean, I just felt that was the place to put it.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Okay. Which was $7,500. So that helped.
Yep.
Brought the truck price down to 48 then.
Yeah.
Right. Versus the 55. So that is an option for that 33, you said, Jason?
Yeah.
Roughly 35. If we, okay. So we're looking at about 35 for that. What I would look in what we've talked and what we always talk about, we all know inflation's high. We know it's tough times. And I mean, we always have a set goal that we try to keep our budget to a minimum, you know, around that 5%. And like I said, what did I say? We were at 6.5, somewhere in there. So what I would look at, unless council has objection, is using some of that city maintenance funds to do those repairs. Because otherwise, then you're looking at, you know, you're just jacking the taxes up another 8%.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. What about the money in the community center addition fund? I know we...
Okay, so we'll get into that too. Sorry, there's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I have here because me and Jason spent two hours on looking at a lot of things. So
I don't mean to jump ahead. I just
get
up there.
So as you can see, that's highlighted. So we have 28 there and we have 20 in the park. Well, like we've said, the community center addition was the talk about putting another room here for kind of Lions / another office. But then we had the concept where the fire department went in there and we were able to make the changes there. So I really don't know if we have that for additions. Knock on wood, we just redid the roof. Hopefully the furnace runs, et cetera, right? Whether we want to drain it all, but there's options there to use that money and push it into the park where we talked about redoing the park bathrooms to make them handicap accessible and maybe update them a little bit. So they're a little more into the, that is an option too. And Jason's working on that right now, getting estimates, what we'd be looking at. For costs.
And by the time we come to the budget meeting, should be like, should already looked at it and drink because I'll get to the carpenter work there and then we just need electricians. So we should have a good number by the budget meeting for what we'll need.
You know, because if you don't know or aren't not familiar with them bathrooms, you know, they always said, well, just tear it down, rebuild. Well, problem is there's 10, 15 feet of footings from what I understand there. And I was always told, don't change them bathrooms or add on to them bathrooms because they had to go so deep to get solid ground there. So the concept was is just to redo them. And what we're looking at is taking that back room out. And Jason's got a plan to just really redo them all. He'll pretty do most much. Of the...
I don't know who's all that in the back. There's a little utility room back there. Even that utility room for stuff I need in there. But making that back one on the south side, just put a urinal and a bat and a toilet in her vents. And then the front, taking that wall in between and making... For surely two handicap plus another one, if not two more toilets in there for the women's bathroom. And that way they're full handicap. You can hear the mini bib up there. So that's
the way that means not means
every year or whatever how much that is. So and they look a lot nicer too. So
as I say, when we do the budget, I know we throw out there and we get a little attention with that 24 or why it's 45, I don't know. I got to get to the bottom of that. But I mean, when we sit down and look at the budget, we're always looking at, like I said, my goal always is to keep it around, you know, 5%. I mean, I know in past years, someone said, oh, keep it zero, but that usually bites you in the butt. But two, like I said, you can look at some of these numbers and say, why do we have so much money in there? Well, as you can see, a lot of that money, 300 some thousand of that's going to be gone next year when we do Bradstreet. You know, but then there are other money like the equipment. You can see that's, you know, going to be cut in half with the truck. I haven't computed that in there yet. So, you know, you're going to be down to about 40,000 there in replacement. But we've talked, me and Jason talked. We don't see anything as far as equipment that we need to replace right now. So it made sense to buy the new truck. Bobcat's fairly new. The mowers are good.
Toolcat's good. Serviced.
Well, it should be all the money we put into that blasted thing. But so we've looked at, you know, so we should be good. So like I said, then were all the other things. Jason, you got anything else? Am I missing anything from what we went over, what we talked? I think we've kind of hit all the big major repairs we've talked about. A lot of all the other stuff is, you know, on a.
So, Jeremy, if all things go right, we get our LGA money and costs are where we want them to be or need them to be to do the Bradstreet project. What's the next project after that for streets?
It'll be a while, to be honest.
Okay.
The park. The east parking
probably lot. The east that parking lot.
We're about to adjust. We're gonna just gonna leave that one's in bad
and,
shape.
And I think it was so, George Street, correct?
And George Street, yep.
Right? I think is what's slated.
We'll be looping that water from
yeah. And then we talked about if we do that when we do street projects, get these looping projects in there too, if we can. So I would say, you know, the east parking lot and George Street, I think, is what we said would be slated as the next.
There's a lot of discussion at the state legislature this last go around about either reducing or eliminating the LGA. I'll be listening, but I just wanted to know what our next project was so I could figure out
I'll what to tell her. That because we've that came about before, and that's why we moved our LGA to out of the budget for future improvements for in case they ever do cut that. Because that'll then be a monstrous hit for us small cities.
Yeah.
Just add it to the surplus.
Yeah. No, I think it was 2008 or 2009 they didn't have LGA.
Yeah. There was and 1 year and then it came back.
All the cities that put LGA into their budgets, all taxes went up double digits that next year.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, right there, now we're at about 6.5.
percent. And then we've kind of, Jason's kind of hit up one club to maybe see if they would help contribute to redoing the hall floors or something there too, where we can maybe save another percentage too. But we've kind of whittled it down. You know, some other things, I think, I mean, and these will be kind of the final things, you know, we need to look at. Would be the things I would think it would be replacing the sidewalks. So if you get a chance, look at them sidewalks. So you have a visual and your thoughts, because them are items that maybe we can put off a year to keep taxes down. The other thing would be is probably redoing the one softball field, put that off one more year. That would save $27.50, you know. So there's a couple things there where we can probably lower the levy another 1 or 2% percentage points.
There's one of the big round tables on part of the in there
that could come out. Right.
Council, any questions on the review? Anything you want to add or see staff consider for the budget workshop?
I would just take the ballpark out right away, the field.
And the table that you mentioned.
We just take those
two. Okay. Take that out right now.
Okay.
What sidewalk exactly is that?
There's a couple in front of the hall.
Up
of
the hall.
Mm-hmm. Where they park?
One part, and then the part one to the
Henry. Gotcha. Up.
Yeah, there's some there that are.
Yeah, it's at the grind of this one here. When you just look at it, there's a gap in there.
Yeah, I
know
that
one's
there.
So,
and then, I mean, I guess we can talk about it more at the workshop budget, but the community center addition and city maintenance fund for that, I mean, it's important to get that sewage line stop or thing replaced.
Yeah.
That's
how do we want to shuffle that money around? You know, if we take... We have money slated for the handicap bathrooms. Okay, we can move money to that. And then do we completely drain that fund and then take the other 8,000 in there and put it towards that 35 down there?
Yeah, and see, hopefully maybe it's, you know, only like 40,000 where we could keep a little money in that fund too, right, for, I don't know, the furnace goes out or whatever. Yeah, so we're covered for them unforeseen things. It is always kind of a good practice. But, you know, if we take the ballpark out there, we're down to 6.08%. You know, it's I mean, that it's been a little bit of a tougher year this year for the budget, just because, you know, one, you have inflation has really hit us on a lot of just the normal things, you know, as you've seen just the copier, you know, that's $20, 20 here, 50 here, 50 that. I mean, everything has gone up double digits. And I have heard that, like, the average, I think, is about 8% across the state, okay. I think is what I've been hearing.
Well, and I guess it's also important for the public to know is life happens. It happens at home. It happens in a city. I mean, some of that lift station was put in the 80s, you know, and it's 40-some years old, and the inspectors it's not operable.
Yeah.
Work on it. I mean, things happen that are 40, 50 years old, so. Just kind of hit, take that stuff head on.
Open, close, like every day. No, but that's where we were talking. I want to do it, but we're on. No, we're talking about the lift station remodel.
Right.
But that
as well, the gate valve, it's like something we didn't see coming.
Do that, but it's if we're on it and turn it 20, 30 times is
right.
Kind of a pain. And I mean, me and Jeremy talked about it, there's a gate valve expedited, which we gauge is as 20 gate valves a pound.
Right.
I mean, that, but I want to do that just because, like,
do you know if Norwood has one?
I don't know.
You know, because I was thinking about that after we talked about that. I don't know, it's always hard to share stuff, but I'm just wondering if that's something we could share with another city.
Because it's not like you're right. Because it's not like you're. It's not something you're doing every week. You know what I mean? Right.
I can go around to different towns and talk to them and see what they have.
Yeah, if there'd be any interest, right. It might be tough now, like I said, because budgets are tight. But
fucking, I mean, right. This year we're not getting it. Right.
Right.
That's easy. But next year, whatever. Just because that makes sure the extra, and that's when Brian was scared. Wanted Park Avenue, the engineering went down there and shut it. And all of a sudden, water's really a pool.
Yeah.
And that's that the next up is they don't get exercise and that happens.
Right. Yeah, I guess that was my comment, just so that the public knows. I mean, it's not like we're sitting here spending money. I mean, these big things happen that we don't see coming.
Right.
And,
no,
and, you know, we budget for it to a point, but.
I mean, it's tough. I know I wish our rates were the lowest in the county, but it's just, it's, you know, do you want gravel roads? Do you want, you know what I mean? Where do you make the cuts to?
Right.
So it's always tough doing it, but yet, like I've said, and I don't know, maybe people would disagree, or really it's your guys' decision. I'm the one presenting it to you. You know, you're the public as well as a part of this, you know, for input. But like I've said, I always try to do my budget based on the needs for Hamburg.
Well, if there's nothing else, then we'll get stuff ready for the budget workshop that we'll have on the 5th. Do we want to talk about the city fee schedule now, or did we want to do that during the budget workshop?
So we can go through real quick, because the only real things I had on there for changes really was it's just to consider looking at haul rates. I know we raised them last year. Water rates, I will have them proposals to you for the budget meeting. Setting the water and sewer and stormwater rates. And then the only real other things I had is like cups. We need to increase cups. So we had them at 5 cents. Well, it's costing us about 7. You know? So that's one thing we need to look at. Pop will be another item. And then with the water rates, unless council has anything else they want to look at increasing. But that's all I really have from the fee schedule point of looking at increases.
Council, anything you want staff to consider in regards to the fee schedule? Otherwise, we can dive into it deeper at the budget workshop.
I'm good with it for now.
Okay. If you can think of anything, just let Jeremy know.
Okay.
And then we'll need a motion to hold our final budget workshop. Do we want to do it at our normal time at 7, or do you want to do it earlier at 6?
6:30 work for people?
6:30?
Cut it.
Council?
It works for me.
Anybody have a here.
What's that?
I might not be here.
Okay. What if we have it at 7?
I still can't.
Time wasn't the issue. It's the date.
Yeah, they asked.
Right. So then I would entertain a motion then to set our final budget workshop December 5th at 6:30.
Make a motion to set the final 2024 final budget workshop December 5th at 6:30.
Second.
So moving seconded to set the 2024 final budget workshop for December 5th at 6:30. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Okay, we'll be having our budget workshop next Tuesday at 6:30. We'll move on then to council reports. Councilman Polzine.
I guess I don't really have a lot. I know the streets have been swept here a couple weeks ago. It's been a while since I've made my own report here, but before our meeting, I know someone mentioned we were talking a little bit about some of the streetlights that were going to be looked at. So that was the other thing that I was going to bring up, was some of the streetlights aren't working on Park Avenue and some other stuff. And so I guess that will be
streetlights or Christmas lights.
Streetlights.
Streetlights.
Right. Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
I only know of Christmas lights.
Oh God, I think there might be a street light too.
Oh, okay.
I'll look on my way home.
If there is, let me know.
I'll look on my way home.
Call it in.
Okay. I think there is a street light out. That's why I brought it up. But yeah, sure. You guys are talking Christmas lights. I
would right.
Anyways, I'll look and I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't have anything.
Okay. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
The only thing I have for the council for this evening is I had a resident ask me about they have some old prescription drugs. Wanted to know if we were going to do anything in the springtime for that. I did reach out to the sheriff.
Okay.
They do have another location other than Carver County, or other than Chaska. You can actually go to their site in Waconia, to the police station there, and you can drop them off there. So now I'll get with them.
Does Marston have anything there?
Not that I'm unaware if they do.
I can call and check on that.
Okay.
Let me check on that.
Okay. Otherwise, that's all I had. We need a recess.
Steve, do you have a preference? Would you prefer to have your meeting open or closed? It's up to you. It's your call.
No, we need to talk it over.
All right, then we'll just jump into Steve's.
Okay.
Review.
Steve, you want to get up in the chair up there? I know. People want to be able to hear what you have to say and further you away from the microphone. Some people say they can't hear what everybody's talking about.
And just so you're aware then, Steve, then your review becomes public info?
Yep.
All right. If you're okay with that, then I am okay with that. All right. So basically, I'll just put it up here for council so you can see, everyone can see. Number one, quality work, knowledge, job skills. So I know it says just me, but me and Jason both did this review. So I needed Jason's input because he works with you more closely than I do. So just if you have anything, make sure you just don't yell at me. That's Jason too. well, I'm really. Steve's done a good job in learning the job. He's also done many more things than just mowing. Jason's been very pleased with what he's done. So we had rated him a 4 on that. Efficient, productive. Steve's efficient, productive when it comes to his position. He's gone above and beyond in completing a lot of his tasks. You know, a prime example, as you know, like the quality work, efficient, productive, Steve has taken on, you know, the transmission issue that we have. You know, I mean, really, we hired him as a part-time mower, but he's doing a lot more things than that and helping and aiding Jason in a lot of things too. So there again, we rated him a 4. Dependability, reliability, again, a 4. He's been a dependable, reliable, make sure his work is complete in a timely manner and always available to help with Jason. He's also been doing rounds, so he's learned those ropes too, and he's been doing that in Jason's absence. So public contact there, we've had no issues. I've heard nothing from the public.
I haven't either.
Other than comments of how nice the park looks.
Nobody.
So that's good.
I kicked my hands.
So we rated him a 3 there. Adhere to city policies. We've had no issues. So there again, a 3, meeting expectations. We've had no issues, no concerns as far as city policies. Policies, initiative, industrious, takes direction. One thing, he follows through on his tasks. He seeks new ways to perform tasks. I think one of the big things Jason loves is the knowledge you bring to the job. You are not just a part-time seasonal mower. I mean, you have such a good work experience that has really... You become someone Jason can go to too when he has questions to get your input, and have provided a lot of input on a lot of various things that are being done. So that's been a huge plus for Jason to have you. And just feel you go above your general job duties.
And there we rated him a 4. Staff relations, we've never, you know, meets expectations. 3, never had any issues with or any concerns with staff relations. Accepts change. We rated you, 3, meeting expectations. You're flexible, complete tasks on time. The other things we got is groundskeeping and snow removal. As far as the groundskeeping, we'd probably give you a 4, but you haven't done snow removal yet, so we gave you 3. So we're still, you got a winter to go through there. But with weed whipping, spraying for weeds, and maintaining the ponds, you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Safety conscious, you're safety conscious. The only thing me and Jason talked about, we always encourage you to wear your PPE, your protection and gear. So that's always highly recommended for us. And as far as safety conscious, we rated you 3. No issues there, meeting expectations, buildings and equipment maintenance. You've helped Jason with those 2 in preparing the maintenance schedules and doing preventive maintenance, following manufacturer guidelines, those things too. You've done a good job in cleaning and maintenance of city equipment. So no issues there. So there too, we rated you a 3. Community center, hall, city shop. There we rated you a 3. Basically the big thing was there is, Jason wants to commend you on keeping the shop clean and working with him as we transition the shop. You know what's going on down there. There's a lot of moving parts right now with the shop.
and it's all good.
Yes. And it's all for the best. When it's all done and complete, it will be nice. Wastewater, water treatment. There we gave you 3 too, because really, you haven't got too much into, the wastewater and the water aspect of it, and you've been completing the rounds in his absence. So as time goes, I think that will improve, and we gave you a 3 on that. And then we talked about accomplishment, this being your first year, we think you've done I think you've done a great job. I mean, you've been a big help to Jason, as far as, especially with Jason being a new guy and coming on board, he's really enjoyed tapping into, your experiences and your past work. So that's a huge plus for us. We really appreciate your service. Specific areas of improvement. Make sure you wear that protective hearing when mowing. And then recommendations, just encourage you to work with Jason and grow with the job. And then just don't be afraid to reach out to other cities and other workers, with questions, concerns, or tap me and Jason for any questions and concerns you may have also. Additional comments, basically we said Steve been a great asset to the city of Hamburg. Jason said he enjoys working with you and the knowledge you bring to the job. I think that's the biggest thing is really, we went out to get a part-time mower and we got more with your experience. So all in all, I you're a great asset, Steve.
Well,
I'm glad you applied.
Sometime. I wasn't going to retire this year, believe me.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thanks. Yes.
So I don't know, Jason, if you have anything else you want to add or counsel? Yeah.
Counsel, any questions, thoughts?
None here, because I got nothing but great compliments on the park. I walk through the park all the time.
So everything's been positive news. Like legit, we that we're hiring somebody to mow the lawn, and we got way more than that. It's
also, I think, coming from a mechanic family, where it's very nice of you to offer to help put the transmission in that vehicle and save us money doing that, where we can have that done internally, and as well as your carpentry skills to do stuff that the city has is a pretty big benefit. So that can save us money that way as well.
Big time, yeah. That's a it's a huge pro for
helps city. When you have yeah. people that know how to fix things.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean,
and willing to work.
And willing
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Willing to do it. Yeah, that's over half the battle there.
Okay. Anything you have for us?
I'm good. I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy working in Grayson.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone a lot better than I thought it would.
That's good to hear.
After watching that for through a year, I just, yeah. It's like I said before. Basically, it's for the kids. It, there's nothing here in Hamburg for the kids. At least give them a park and some baseball fields and some places to go and enjoy themselves and try to maintain. It's just pretty simple common sense. Kids nowadays. Get to be a sad circus.
Yeah, it's a different beast.
As long as I stay out of the politics, we're good. Either one or no
one. Like I always said, you want stuff to get done, keep politics out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. If the council has anything else and Jeremy, you're good, then thank you.
Yeah.
And again, keep doing the good work. And
then after my review, then we'll move into possibly discussing your wages for next year and, okay. My wages and health insurance and all that. So, but I'm going to request a closed meeting for mine.
So entertain a motion to close the city council meeting for the purposes of employee evaluation.
Make a motion to close the city council meeting for November 28th, 2023 for city employee evaluation.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to close the Hamburg City Council meeting from November 28th for employee evaluations. Any further discussion? All in favor? All in favor.
Councilman Paparay.
Councilman Paulson, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lundy, all oppose. Hamburg City Council is closed at 8:2023. We'll reopen the Hamburg City Council November 28th at 20:58. The reason for the closed meeting that we just had was to evaluate the employment of this last year for our city clerk. So now we'll move in. We'll talk about employee wages and health insurance coverage for 2024. Again, just a reminder why we're doing health insurance conversation this month and not in December is because when Obamacare was passed, we could have waited a month and got a 20-something percent hike, I believe it would have been, maybe even a little bit more, or we could have stayed at the rates we were at. So we decided to jump ahead. So as you can see on the screen, the current.
So I guess even like with Steve, if you want to start with Steve.
Sorry, Steve.
At 15, you know, I mean, like you said,
17.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's worth it to keep him around. If he's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the knowledge the guy has. And
well, I mean, he's saving us thousands right now on a transmission. I mean, well, I know I keep bringing that up, but it's a lot bigger than people realize.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We're just buying a core that's.
Even covering for Jason to go on vacation.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I think if you can.
Well, let's make it 18 then.
If you can go to Dollar Fresh and make $17.50, and for what he's brought to the table here, in addition, we hired him to mow the lawn, and what he's brought in experience And like you said, he knows how to do it and he's willing to do it. He'll go
to sleep and jump into it. And it's not like we're it's not like he's working 40 hours.
No, that's what I mean. It's,
you know, it's like you said, 5 hours sometimes.
Sometimes it's so.
And those got to be moved.
Are other city employees at an hourly rate? I'd say 18, 19. Honestly. I say 19. I think he does that much for the city and everything.
He's worth it.
Yeah. Can't argue that. Yeah, he works.
Motion? Make a motion to have Steve make $19 an hour.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to increase Steve's wage to $19 an hour for 2024. Any further discussion?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Motion passes. Now, next item on the docket is twofold. And the reason I say it's twofold is that we have a wage conversation as well as a health insurance conversation. Right now, as you can see on the board, current wage for city clerk is 72 and change. Current premium paid by the city for his family insurance is 25 and change. And then
I didn't change that. I think it'll be
21. Okay. So yeah, it's right. Going to be even lower. Okay.
With what we discussed in the close. So it'll be lower than that. No.
We'll just look at the high end for now.
Yeah.
So question comes, is there any changes to those numbers? The council would like to implement for 2024.
I think leave insurance where it's at, right?
Yeah.
What we're covering now would be my take.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Insurance stays the same.
I'm thinking 5%.
I'm just thinking, thinking that way too.
Number that comes to me.
Any other thoughts? Otherwise, I entertain a motion.
Make a motion to increase city clerk's wage by 5% and keep the insurance coverage the same as 2023.
Councilman Poplar, second.
Moved and seconded to increase the 2024 salary for the city clerk by 5% while keeping health insurance the same. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes.
Thank you.
I would now entertain a motion to adjourn unless there's something that someone forgot that they wanted to talk about.
Make a motion to adjourn the 2024 November 28th meeting.
Second.
It's moved and second to adjourn city council meeting. All favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for November 20th, 2023 is adjourned at 21:04.